Get About It Broadcast podcast, voice over voice. In a few weeks' time, we're going to be looking at the physical and psychological parts of getting a better voice, from relaxation to hydration and everything in between. But at the moment, we're looking at the studio space and specifically some of the kit that goes into it, microphones at the moment. And earlier on in our course, well, quite early on, about spring last year, we were looking at how to sit and breathe better. Now, hopefully you're still using that home balanced breathing position, from which you can vary slightly, of course, but it enables you to get a good flow of air to and from your lungs. In a TV studio, it's sometimes natural to lean into the camera. You kind of want to get closer to maybe the auto cue or where you think people are. But if you do that, what you're doing is you're squashing up your abdomen. In the audio studio, also try not to lean into the microphone to read, because that'll alter your home position. It'll also disrupt all the good work that you've achieved so far on this course. Instead, move the microphone closer to you so you can sit comfortably upright, comfortably relaxed, but still a little bit erect as well. Again, if you lean forward, you're squashing your abdomen, you're moving up your diaphragm, you're squashing your lungs. Things aren't working to their optimum ability. And if you're podcasting or radio broadcasting, ensure that the microphone is at the right position for you. I mean, that's easy if it's on one of those adjustable angle poise or scissor arm holders, as I was mentioning yesterday, because you can sit up and you can hold your head up for airflow. You can have your mic at the right height. If you can, you can move the mic to you, because as I say, leaning towards it will create skeletal and therefore vocal tension as well. But what if the mic is on a desk stand that we were talking about yesterday? It may be then that you've got to crick your neck down to talk into it, or even hunch over. And both of those actions will reduce your ability to practice effective breathing and breath control that I taught you about a year or so ago. In fact, when presenting for radio or a podcast, you act as though you are on camera and being beamed into living rooms, sitting up, being more alert than you would be alone in a radio booth. Because if you feel as though you're on camera, you're sitting up, you've got your head held up, you've got your microphone up towards your mouth as well, you're looking bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, you're allowing that air to flow naturally through your throat, down past your larynx, into your lungs, and your diaphragm is working well, your spine is upright, yeah, you've got good core strength there, and you've got good resonance as you're opening up those cavities in your chest, your throat, your mouth, allowing you to have that good ease of air coming back out. You've got good breath control and you've got good resonance in your resonators, whether it be your chest or your throat and your mouth as well. Everything is working to its optimum strength. Okay, that mic-to-mouth position, we'll talk more about that with reading scripts from a screen tomorrow as Get A Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.